Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت إذا شئت تجعل الحزن سهلا فسهل أمورنا برحمتك يا رب العالمين واجعل تجمعنا هذا تجمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I just want to welcome all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for coming on this blessed day, at this blessed place, where the angels are surrounded by all of you. The more you come close, and this is one of the etiquette of the circle of knowledge, is that we come close to one another and we listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the companion they used to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They never disturb him. They never cut him off until he finishes alayhi salatu wassalam. Even when they want to leave, they used to ask permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he will give them permission to leave. This is one of the etiquettes of the circle of knowledge. I pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge, to bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially on those blessed day of the month of Sha'ban, where our deeds are raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we hope and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise our deeds while they are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you all know, today's short speech, inshallah, I will try my best to be brief, even though the topic is huge, but I will do my best. And I want you to interreact. Sometimes I will ask you a question, not to challenge you or anything else, but sometimes that's how we learn, as we heard from the Prophet ﷺ, when Jibril, he used to come and ask him question in front of the companion for them to know what is the basic of this religion. So if I ask you a question, not to put you down, it's another way to seek knowledge and get benefit from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan, how many people they pray Jumu'ah today here? Okay. Did you hear the meaning of Ramadan? What was the meaning of Ramadan? Yes. It's what? Okay, what's the Arabic meaning of the word Ramadan? Yes.
Burning.
Burning of what?
The bad deeds.
The bad deeds. Okay. Yeah, that's the linguistic meaning of Ramadan. Ramad is when the stones, they get burned out of the flame of the sun. And Ramadan, the other meaning is that the good deeds that we do during the blessed month of Ramadan are going to burn all the sins that we have been doing, whether before Ramadan or previous years. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said in many occasions, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts Ramadan with Iman and hoping the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his previous sins will be forgiven by the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, do you remember what are the virtues
of the month of Ramadan. It's very important for us as a Muslim to know why do we fast. What is the reason behind us? Because if you remember, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 months before the month of Ramadan to be able to reach and fast the month of Ramadan. And as soon as Ramadan finishes, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months for their good deeds during the month of Ramadan to be accepted. Because they heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accept only from the righteous, those who have taqwa, those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are sincere when it comes to every act of worship. So what are the virtues that you know about the month of Ramadan? I can tell you the first virtues is fasting is for Allah, isn't it? When we pray, people, they can see us. When we go for Hajj and Umrah, people see us. But when we fast, nobody knows. Even if your parents, they know that you are fasting, but you can hide and go and eat or drink, nobody will see you. Therefore, fasting is between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said in the hadith, which is Qudsi, fasting is for me. And I am the only one who is going to reward for fasting on the day of resurrection. So fasting is an act of worship that there is no showing off. You know? Why? Because the intention is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who wants to break their fast, they can always break their fast. Either in front of people or hiding, whatever. But the believer is going to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are the other virtues that you know of fasting Ramadan? Yes. Okay, to attain taqwa. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So all you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the people before you, so you may attain taqwa. Very good. What else? What are the virtues of fasting the month of Ramadan? Anybody else? Yes. Okay, that's the linguistic meaning of fasting. Good. But what are the virtues, the benefit of fasting? Yes. Huh?
It's good for health.
Oh, it's good for health? Okay, yes. Very good, yes. And we mentioned the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that fasting is Allah who is going to reward based on our deeds on the day of resurrection. And the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless. There is no, like you read the Quran, every letter, it's 10 good deeds. When you pray in congregation, every congregation prayer, you will get 27 good deeds, and another narration, 25 good deeds. But fasting, there is no limit. Yes. You have more motivation to do sunnah? Yes, okay. All right, let me go fast with the virtues. It's very important to know as a Muslim, why do we fast? What is the benefit of me fasting? What I'm going to get out of fasting, it will motivate us, it will push us, it will keep us on fasting the month of Ramadan with love, with motivation, without getting tired, without getting sick, without losing this motivation. Fasting Ramadan and praying the Taraweeh prayer or the night prayer is a way for our sins to be forgiven. Do you know that the first day of Ramadan, the gates of Jannah will be open and the gates of Hellfire will be closed, and all the devils are going to be chained. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel calling people, all you who seeking good, come forward, and all you who are seeking evil, desist and stop. Every day, Allah will send an angel calling upon people. There are other virtues of fasting the month of Ramadan. Is on the day of resurrection, fasting will intercede for us. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, fasting will be speaking and will say, "Oh Allah, I stop him from eating, I stop him from drinking, I stop him from all his desires. Oh Allah, intercede." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ability for the fast to intercede to that person. There is a gate, only fasting people will enter on that gate. And those people are the people who fast, whether it's Ramadan or after Ramadan, before Ramadan. It's only for the fasting people. And this gate is called Ar-Rayyan. As soon as it's closed, as soon as people enter, it will be locked. So those are some virtues that you should know, you should understand, for you to realize that fasting is one of the best action or good, one of the best act of worship a person can do. Why the Prophet ﷺ, he used to fast the month of Sha'ban? He knew that our deeds are going to be raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to fast. He said, "I love my deeds to be left up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I'm fasting." So fasting is a very sincere act of worship. That therefore, we need to renew our intention before Ramadan starts. Why do we fast? Do we fast for our own body, thinking that it will bring benefit? Are we going to fast to lose weight? Are we going to fast because our parents are, you know, reminding us that we have to fast? What is your intention? You fast because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who command you as a Muslim to fast. You fast to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit yourself to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the true meaning of al-Islam, al-istislam, li-awamirillah, wal-inqiyad, wa-ta'ati lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the real meaning of Islam, is that you submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to do. That is the real meaning of fasting, that you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how should we receive this month of Ramadan? Ramadan is a month of worship. It is not a month to sleep and to be lazy. Because I know you're gonna have March break. So don't take the opportunity to sleep the whole day. And you're gonna get up Asr time or before Maghrib 10 minutes, thinking that you are fasting. Because that's not the real meaning of fasting. Fasting is that you do not switch between the day and the night. Because the Prophet ﷺ himself didn't do it. He did it in the last 10 days where he used to struggle. Why? Because in the last 10 days, those are the best 10 days of the month of Ramadan where there is Laylatul Qadr. So he used to struggle and strive in order to reach Laylatul Qadr. But we do not take an opportunity to sleep because I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do that, so I have to sleep better for me. No, Ramadan is not a month to sleep. And when you look to the history of the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, all the good things happened during the month of Ramadan, like Ghazwatu Badr, like Fathu Mecca, like the delegation of Taqif. They came to the Prophet ﷺ and they accepted Islam. Al-Yemen, they accepted Islam during the month of Ramadan, and all Yemen became Muslim. So Ramadan is a month of victory. Ramadan is a month of struggling. Ramadan is a month of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a month where we sleep and we eat and that's it and that's all. And we follow our desires. Because you have to understand, and this is very important, we have been created from two things. Do you know that? What are those two things? Every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him out of two things. We have a body. What else? What is inside this body? A soul, right? Those are the two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. The soul is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you are going to be obedient, the more you are going to be close, and you have this inner happiness on you. As soon as you're going to follow your desires, you are going to be attached to this earth. And there will be no communication, no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the soul is not attached to Allah. And I'm sure that you have been tested with that. When you fast with Ramadan, with Iman, and hoping the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you break your fast, when you spend the whole day in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel a joy, happiness, on that moment where you break your fast. Why? Because your soul was so close, was so attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same person or another person who does not connect himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow all the desires, you think that breaking the fast will be the same feeling like the first person? No way. Why? Because the first person, his soul is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will bless that person with an inner happiness. While the other one was just following the desires, will have no moment of joy and happiness during the breaking of the fast. So that's why you need to make sure that when you are fasting, you do a lot of good deeds. And especially at your age, and especially when you have the vacation, you can plan on a daily basis, this is what I'm gonna do. Tomorrow, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will pray as much as I can in the masjid. I will recite the Quran. I will help preparing the iftar. I will help organizing the Taraweeh prayer for the worshipper to be able to pray in peace and tranquility. So you are going to be involved in everything where there is goodness. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless your day. Even at home, you make some tasks that you can do with your parents. Because being kind to your parents is also an act of obedience. And during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to multiply the good deeds that you are going to do. So it doesn't mean that you isolate yourself and you attach with Allah. No, that's not the purpose of fasting. Maybe you can do that in the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the other days, plan your day. Do not spend your day without planning what to do. That's very important for a Muslim, because we have to understand that the days of Ramadan are going to go so fast. Trust me. And we have been fasting for more than 30 years. Today is the first day of Ramadan. Soon, it's the last day of Ramadan and it's Eid. You close your eyes, 29 days are gone. 30 days are gone. So take advantage of those days. Do not let them go, and do not make them go the way your routine on the other months. No, it has to be specific. You have to plan. This is what I'm gonna do on the weekdays, and this is what I'm gonna do on the weekend, and this is what I'm gonna do on my March break. Plan your day. Never ever miss the suhoor, because the Prophet ﷺ said in the suhoor there is a lot of barakah. And at that time, it's the last third of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on the first heaven, and he will see and he will call, is there someone who seek my forgiveness? I will forgive. My repentance, I will repent. So take advantage of that time. Even if you get up and you eat something, because whatever you're gonna eat, that will help you to be strong and active during the whole day. If you don't have suhoor, you're gonna feel the difference. how weak you are, how tired you are. But getting up for the suhoor, take some dates, drink water, you will feel a lot of blessing on the whole day. Block at least few minutes, 1 hour, on a daily basis to read the Quran. We all know that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. However, I mentioned it today in the Jumu'ah, when we recite the Quran, there are three types of recitation. Sometimes we recite the Quran, but our heart is paying attention. So whatever we say with our mouth, the heart is touched. And there is the other recitation, when wherever we recite, we think and we ponder about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And the third recitation is whatever you recite, you are going to make it into action. That's the best recitation of the Quran. And remember that before the Prophet ﷺ died, Jibreel came to the Prophet ﷺ and studied the Quran twice. They studied the Quran, not only reading it, they studied the Quran. So take advantage of the time you have and make few minutes where you recite the Quran and ponder. And if you understand, apply. It's very important, because we have this problem now, not only you, all of us as Muslims. We read the Quran, we understand, but we turn our back to the Quran. And it's mentioned in the Quran, because even the Prophet ﷺ was complaining to Allah that my ummah is turning away from the Quran. So we read the Quran, we understand it, and we do not apply it. And we are going to be held accountable for that. So be among those who are going to recite the Quran and understand it and practice it on your daily life. When you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and say to the people goodness, are you going to say bad words? Are you going to, insult anybody else? And especially during the month of Ramadan, where we are not supposed to. And we know that our tongue should be fasting from lying, from backbiting, from cursing, from bad words, from insulting. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Even the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the person who does not control his tongue from eating and drinking. Because we do not understand the real meaning of fasting. Fasting is not only abstaining from eating and drinking. It's beyond that. Our body, the whole part of our body, has to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to control your phone during the month of Ramadan. You're not going to see things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow us. You're not going to hear the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow us. And you are not going to waste your time just watching videos on TikTok and WhatsApp or Facebook or Instagram and so on. No. It's okay to watch the things that will benefit you. But you should not waste your time 10 hours, 15 hours with your phone, with the games, and then you're going to say, I'm fasting. So fasting is beyond abstaining from eating and drinking. I know I already passed 15 minutes that I was asked to speak. If do you want me to continue or stop here? It's better to stop, right?
Continue.
Huh? We continue? Sure. Everybody agrees? Okay, alhamdulillah. In Ramadan also, you should be involved in the masjid. There is a lot of activities. Alhamdulillah, this is a time where the masjid has a lot of activities. And we want you to be part of us. During the day, during the night, there is a lot of programs. So be involved. And I ask Brother Abiyaz, if there are volunteers for speeches, you're welcome to join. Short speech, French and English. We have the iftar on a daily basis, be involved. We have Taraweeh, where we want our worshippers or the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and pray in peace so you can help. So be involved. And you have to know that one of the best good deeds that we do in Ramadan is to bring happiness in the hearts of the believers and the Muslims. When you bring happiness to those people, it is the best action that you are going to do during the month of Ramadan. So make sure that you are involved with the Muslim. It is sunnah when it's time of breaking the fast to haste and rush on breaking the fast. Do not delay. That's what the Prophet ﷺ has said. It's sunnah to haste and rush on breaking the fast. As soon as the sun is set, we break our fast and we make a lot of dua. The month of Ramadan is the month where we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, in the last one third, we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between the adhan and the iqamah, we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we break our fast, we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the ayat that talks about calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came after the ayat of Ramadan. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So if you want to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is so close. Call upon Him. And do not hesitate. And do not underestimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not have any doubt. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty. Never say that, I am sick and tired. I have been asking Allah for the same thing for years and years, and it's not happening. You know, when you make dua, you have three situations. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to answer you right away, either is going to save it for the day of judgment, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push away some calamity on you. So your dua is not going to be a waste. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not get tired. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, the best position to call upon Allah is when you make sujood. Make sujood. Pray taraweeh as much as you can. Because during the night, especially after eating, we feel heavy, we feel tired, we want to relax, we want to rest. But no. We come and pray taraweeh. 2 rak'at, 3 rak'at, 4 rak'at, 6 rak'at, whatever you can. And those rak'at are going to intercede for you on the day of judgment. I think I'm going to stop here, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate. I will try my best to answer. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to have a sincere intention to fast with iman and hoping the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to reach the month of Ramadan. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be entering Jannah away from the hellfire. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our good deeds during this blessed month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. If you have any questions, please go ahead. Now. That's a very good question. The brother Osama is asking, how can we know if our fasting has been accepted? To know if our fasting has been accepted is continuity. When the person is not going to leave the good deeds that he or she has been doing during the month of Ramadan, it's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the month of Ramadan. Which means that if you keep up on your prayers in Ramadan, you make sure that you are going to follow up. If you are reciting the Quran during the month of Ramadan, you should make sure that you are not going to stop after the month of Ramadan. So continuity is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your fasting. All right? MashaAllah. Thank you so much for listening. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.